Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins. Welcome back to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast. As you guys might have seen, I made a post on the Facebook page about 4 weeks ago now, about to board a plane down to Canberra. And that's where I was going to be conducting my very first ever course with the Australian Army, which was my officer training. So it's been quite a few weeks now since I made my last episode. And if you haven't seen that post, that's the reason why. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you all about my experiences down in Canberra of where I've conducted officer training. So as you guys know, during uni, I received a Defence University sponsorship. So I started receiving that during my third year of uni. And so up until this stage, I've been waiting in anticipation, knowing that I'm about to undertake my first lot of training and then go on to start full-time service as a nursing officer in the army, and that will be commencing January of next year. So this first lot of training for 3.5 weeks, it was designed to take people with specialist training already and then teach them the absolute fundamentals of what it is to be an officer in the Australian Army. So we're talking about fundamentals of how to wear your uniform, how to march, what are the different ranks in which soldiers and officers wear, how to handle your weapons. Like, we're talking absolute fundamentals. And so all of this was conducted at the Royal Military College down in Canberra. And when I mean the specialist capabilities, so this was what they call a specialist service officer training. So you're taking these specialist people. So we're talking nurses, doctors, physios, we've got lawyers, dentists, business, scientific officers. Like, there are such a variety in professionals that were on this course. And what I loved about it was that everyone is there for a common reason. Everyone is there wanting to give service. Everyone is there with the mentality of wanting to just do well, wanting to learn. What else can I say? So let's talk about the time down in Canberra. So there was pretty much split into two different sections. So for the first part was a week and a half. And that is the time in which it is very much hardcore military style. So as we're all learning how to wear our uniforms for the first time and how to iron it and get all set and wear our hats and all that sort of stuff, we're learning how to march, we're learning how to do drill. But a basic day would be we're waking up at 6 a.m. on the dot, and the instructor would scream out in the hall, "Stand to SSO," and so everyone has to repeat it back. And as here I am on the top bunk of a bed when there's two people to a bedroom. I've pretty much jumped off the top of the bed. You need to undo your bottom sheet of your bed, sling it over your shoulder, race down the steps, and all line up in this big long row. After the instructors have really quickly told what the instructions are going to be, pretty much it would be you guys have got 10 minutes in order to get back up to your bed, pristinely make your beds, have a shave for the men and get all prepared, get into full uniform and be back there downstairs ready to go for further instruction. And as you can imagine, for 94 people, I think there was on this course, 10 minutes flies by. You'd then go for the rest of the time, you'd have to do all your morning chores, which they would, for example, it's cleaning out the laundry or cleaning the bathrooms, and you're working your teams in order to get it done. And then to go off and have some breakfast, for which there was no leisurely eating. It was pretty much scoff it in your face and then get ready to go out time again, because it was all timings based. And there wasn't much time to get a lot of things done. but during that week and a half, again, yeah, you're learning uniform, you're learning how to do drill, which is sort of like particular movements in order to march together as a formation. And you learn fundamentals of ranks and going in and listening to lectures and all sorts of stuff. But you'd also learn how to handle weapons. So there was one particular weapon that we used. Down in Canberra in winter, it can get very cold. And I'll always remember one experience as we're all got our weapons in hands, we're marching off to a sports oval, and it would have only been, I'd say, about 2 degrees outside. The wind was just ripping through, and we're here trying to handle our weapons and learning what we're doing and cocking the mechanisms, and our hands you can barely feel and they're absolutely numb because you're just shivering, you're so cold. And after you go through a big long day, you would go and have your dinner. Again, you'd pretty much scoff it in your face because all the timings are so short. You'd go and line up down there downstairs, and they'd give you about a 10-minute period in order to everyone, so 94 people, to race back to their room, get their stuff for a shower, and have a shower, be fully dressed into your night stuff, and then be back down like all lined up again. And so you can imagine 94 people trying to go and have a shower at the same time. It's not exactly a lot of warm water left. So here we are all trying to race in and have a shower at the same time. And so it pretty much worked out to be everyone raced in, you'd quickly race into the shower, you'd undo your clothes, and you'd have about a 10-second period to be able to just slosh yourself over with water. And as you can imagine, there's not any hot water at all. In the middle of winter, the water was freezing. So you didn't even care. You just jump in, absolutely freeze, try to do your best you can, whack your clothes back on, and then race back outside to get ready to go again. But we'd get it done. But no, it was absolutely incredible. Week and a half for that. It was a good learning curve. And then after that week and a half, that's when it goes back into more of like a university style. You're still expected to keep up with your marching everywhere that you pretty much go. You'd be still learning some incredible stuff. So there was a lot of lectures, and there was a lot of PT, loved the PT side of things. But then we'd also go over to one particular section I enjoyed, which was care of the combat casualty. And so we'd learn step by step. So we'd get a whole bunch of the medics in that teach us how to apply tourniquets. As you can imagine, like in this sort of sense, it's simulating that someone's been shot. So we've still got our weapons. We'd have blanks in our weapons, and we learn how to cover fire and learning how to pull the person or firemen carry the person out from danger, get them behind into cover, and then do all your treatment. I'll always remember there was this one, we're out in the middle of a bush, we've got our weapons, we've got blanks in our guns. Someone's shot off a blank and one of the people's gone down to say that they've been shot. And providing cover fire, going off, and I've picked up this guy, would have been about 90 kilos, full of webbing and full of all this equipment and his weapon. And I'm dragging this person along as all my team is all providing covering fire. Got him, I've applied the tourniquet, I've got him behind cover, and I'm starting my assessments, and it was incredible, because you know the stuff that we're being taught is used in real life and treating it very seriously, and the principles that we're learning can definitely save lives, and that's something that I really enjoy. And it's great that they're teaching not only medical personnel how to do it, but a whole bunch of people that have never done anything medical in their life, teaching them as well. So the baseline that they set in the army is incredibly high. So it was fantastic. But the biggest takeaways and I've only just skimmed the absolute surface of what we've learned. I could talk hours about what's happened on this course, but it was an opportunity to learn and really understand what it is to be an officer in the Australian Army. And I've come away with such a high appreciation of what my job's going to entail, knowing that I'm about to lead and to command soldiers, especially from a health capability as well. I'm extremely excited to start my career as a nursing officer. But the biggest takeaway was just getting to spend 3.5 weeks with some absolutely incredible people who come from a host of different backgrounds, from people who have done PhDs and things that I cannot even comprehend to get my mind around, to engineers from mechatronics and aeromedical engineers and just who have done such some amazing work. These lawyers who have worked for the International Committee of the Red Cross, who have talked about their experiences overseas in all of these different countries. It was It was amazing, and all, especially in the health capability and people that you just will never ever get to normally meet in your life, and spending shared experiences during these 10 minutes trying to race to get through, because you know you're spending and you're all doing the same stuff together, and that just brings everyone so close. I just want to say thank you to anyone who was on that course and listening to this right now. Thank you so much, and I absolutely loved getting to meet every single one of you, and I can't wait to meet with you guys in the future too. But yeah, and I guess another big thing is when I'm looking at these guys who have, for one engineer, for example, he's converted three different engines into one big engine, has converted his car from an automatic into a manual, and all of these hands-on things that you can see a real-world application to, and I'm looking at them being like, that's incredible. But in the same token, they're looking at what I do as a registered nurse and what we do as nurses, and they look at that as incredible. They're looking at our ability to provide compassion and be able to provide care to people in the most vulnerable time, and you know, able to try to make something positive out of a very negative type of experience. They see that as incredible. And it's I think that's really lovely to have people from all different professions really appreciate what we do as nurses. And I'm coming back with ever more sort of motivated than ever to get back into work. As you guys know, and I've said about a million times on this podcast, I love being a nurse and I love what I do as a nurse. And I'm so, so excited to keep getting back into work and to keep nursing. So what happens next? So I've completed this training. I will be moving at the end of December, around December-ish. I'll be moving to start my career as an officer for the start of January. In a few weeks' time, I'm about to head off to another lot of training for the Army. And this lot of training is very specific. It is specific to purely nurses, and we're going to go through a whole bunch of advanced nursing principles. So we're going to learn how to suture, we're going to learn how to lead resus scenarios. So there's so many things that's going to come up in that course, and that's something else I'm looking forward to as well. What else? I'll probably leave it there. I think the episode's going long enough. But again, hope you guys enjoyed this little insight into what it was like for the 3.5 weeks down in Canberra. Again, I'm so just thankful to everyone that I went on the course with and to got to share those experiences with one another. If you guys have any questions about my time in Canberra or anything that's coming up soon, please let me, please shoot me a message. You can do it on the Facebook page, New Grad Radio, and I'll be back to making heaps more episodes now. So I'll talk to you soon.